joining us on Zoom, on YouTube, and on various our various social media platforms. So, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, we very warmly welcome you, and we pray and believe that the Lord has invited you today for a special journey, a new journey with Him, which will last a lifetime. And we'd like to just share with you the format of our meeting. If you are here for the first time, we'll have a time of praise followed by the message, and a time of worship, which is the most intimate time with our Lord. So do stay with us for the entire time. And without further ado, I invite Jerry to lead us in a beautiful time of praise, thanking the Lord for every single blessing He's bestowed on us. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We begin this time in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you, Lord. We bless you wherever you are. Lift your hands, raise your voice, and praise and thank God for His wonders, His mighty deeds, His love, His faithfulness. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We lift you on high. The Psalm tells us in Psalm 96, verse 2, proclaim His salvation day after day. Proclaim His salvation day after day. And to praise Him is to proclaim His salvation. Praise you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Hello, hello, may I take again?
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Bless his name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, as we come before the Lord with hearts of worship to bless your name, Lord, we remember your words in John 4:23. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and truth. Today, my brothers and sisters, right at this very moment, we lift our hearts and we lift our voices to the one who is ancient. And we acknowledge that the same Lord, the same ancient one who Moses encountered at the top of Mount Sinai, is the same God that we are going to encounter in this meeting today. And the same glorious splendor that the Moses experienced is what we are going to experience. And we believe that his word that has been spoken will bear fruit in each and every one of our lives. And we remember how Peter, when he kept his eyes focused on the Lord in the raging storms, that he walked on water, that the supernatural happened. And today, at this very meeting, and the rest of this year, we keep our eyes focused on the Lord. It doesn't matter what goes on around us. Doesn't matter what will happen in the future. We keep our eyes fixed on the one who commands the seas, who commands the winds. And by his single word, the winds die down. And we know that he goes before us. He is already in the events of this year, and we are not going to worry. As he says, do not be afraid. It is I. And today, my brothers and sisters, let's rest in this truth that he is already there, and he is already in our hearts, and he's working through us. He's working through each and every one of us right now. And that's why we lift our hearts today. We lift our voices to him who is eternal and glorify him. My brothers and sisters, we are going to see a glorious reign in this year. And we are going to look back and we are going to thank the Lord because we walk by faith and not by sight. We glorify you, O Lord. We glorify who is eternal. We glorify your splendor. We glorify your majesty. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to see
wanna see. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see. We wanna see. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. A banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We see Him, we can rest because we see Him over every situation, over every challenge, because Jesus is over every problem. We can rest. Hallelujah. We want to see Jesus lifted high, the banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, the banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. We want to see. We want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. And step by step we're moving forward, little by little we're taking ground. Every prayer's a powerful weapon, strong oaths come tumbling down. Every praise is a powerful weapon. Once again, step by step we're moving forward, little by little we're taking ground. Every praise is a powerful weapon, strong oaths come tumbling down and down and down. We want to see Jesus lifted high, the banner that flies across this land, that all men may see and know that He is the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know that He is the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. Let's lift Him up and worship Him together as a family. Call upon His name. She did it, 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 it. Lord, we want to see You, Lord, lifted high over every situation, Master God. We exalt You, Lord. We bless You, Father. We exalt You, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship You, Lord. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in You are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name. Once again, mm-hmm. glory in creation. Your hidden glory in creation. Now revealed in you. Now revealed in you, oh Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name. Jesus, breathe the name of Jesus. Shidi daddy 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 daddy, hallelujah, daddy 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 daddy. Shidi daddy 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 daddy, he's worshiping. You didn't want a heaven without us, so Jesus, you. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? Pray these words again, together with me. You didn't want a heaven without us, so Jesus, you. Our lives. My sin was greater, love was greater. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. Sing with me. The name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. With your hand to your heart. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Take the name of Jesus. Worship the name of Jesus. Say it out loud, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We adore. Jesus, every sickness will bow, every weakness will bow, every financial problem will cover. At the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, we pray for all those watching right now. As you minister, Lord, as you touch them, Lord, as you reach out to them, Master God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your name above all names, Jesus. There's so much of power, Lord, in your name. We thank you, Lord, for this moment, for these times, for the beautiful messages, Jesus, that we have been receiving, and for your mighty presence in our life. Lord Jesus, in John 14:26, it says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Jesus, you promised to send the Holy Spirit to live in us, which is already done. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can call out, Abba, Father. And it is the Holy Spirit who gives us rest in any situation. We are nothing by ourselves. And it is the Holy Spirit who brings us from darkness to light and gives us new life. Lord Jesus, we just want to surrender our lives into your hands. And we want to thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that has led us, that has guided us every single moment, Lord Jesus. And your love for us, Lord Jesus, calls us back every single minute we fail, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we get united with you. We remain in you, Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit, Jesus, that makes our life so beautiful, that makes us, Lord, rooted in you, Jesus. Lord, give us all the grace to be rooted in you, Lord, and to be filled by your Holy Spirit, to be led by your Holy Spirit into the future, into every single step in our lives, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for the Holy Spirit and invite the Holy Spirit to awaken our spirits, to receive the word and rest in his love and peace. And because we know, Lord Jesus, this has already happened in our lives. And Lord Jesus, every single person, Lord Jesus, will be touched and blessed by your word and through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We just want to thank you and praise you, Father. We want to glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God.
the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow, a spring of living water. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. No more lies of the enemy. And let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory fall. Wherever, whoever's watching, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory. Wherever you are, sing out in tongues and worship the Lord. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. Your fire, your glory, your power, your anointing, Lord. Hallelujah. Your glory, Lord. Your majesty, Lord. Your power, Lord. Mighty God, we believe, loving Father, Savior of the world, Holy Spirit, that you have brought us to a point of rest where we will listen to your word and we will be transformed. We will be made holy. We will be made new, Lord. Thank you for the new insight you have reserved for us to receive, Lord. Thank you for your love, and thank you for the intercession of the Blessed Mother who treasured every word in her heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we warmly welcome all of you who have joined us today for the first meeting of 2021. We have a few announcements to go over. So first, we would like to inform you all that as a part of a new initiative, we are having a prayer room session which will be held after this meeting. It's not part of this meeting. You have to leave this meeting and then join another meeting, which is called the prayer room. So this is this initiative is to give you the chance of being prayed over, which we used to do physically before all the lockdown. So you, as you see on the screen, you need to join this meeting with this ID given on the screen. So use your phone like Lalitata says and do a smart thing and take a snap of it. And when you join, keep your videos on, that is a must, and switch off your microphones. So the prayer room will start at 8:10 and finish at 8:40. So we want to enable as many of you to join. So we have a small time frame of 5 minutes for a person to be prayed over. So join with your videos on and your microphone switched off. Then when you join, we have a maximum participation of 30 people just for the beginning. So if you if this amount has been reached, the meeting room will be locked.
So don't be disappointed. You can surely join in next time if that happens. So praise the Lord. I hope and I believe that all of you will use this opportunity to be prayed over. So we have an intercessory prayer that has been happening. So this time, this year, we will start on Friday. The details are given on your screen. We will start from 8:30 to 9:30. So do join us this Friday especially, because it's the first Friday of the year that we are going to come together as a family in prayer. And more than asking, which we always do and do all the time, this time we'll come together first to thank and praise our God for so many wonderful things He has done throughout a chaotic year, which is 2020, and being close to us and near to us in every possible way. And more importantly, to seek the direction of God in 2021. So we also have on Saturday a youth meeting, which will be held from 10 to 11:30. So we invite all the young boys and girls between the ages 14 to 23 to come and join us. And we encourage parents, uncles, aunties, grandparents to encourage the young ones to join this meeting. So without further ado, these are our numbers on where you can contact our social media and our contact numbers if you want to get in touch with us. Or you can visit our website, risenlordcommunity.org. So without further ado, I invite Lalit Tata to share with us and lead us into this new year in God's word. Praise the Lord.
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 Yeah. I think my video has gone rogue. I have to restart it for it to work properly. So please excuse me for a minute. I don't know. Otherwise, I'll be like a robo, and robo in slow motion. Something is cannot start video. Yes. Right. Thank you. So I'm thinking that must be our new location, because we have gone under the palm trees that the video is being jammed. But I think is that we loaded another software for controlling the camera, and now it is interrupting our program. Sorry if that happens again. We'll have to work through it. Praise the Lord.
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 So my brothers and sisters, tonight what I would like to do is to share with you the word that the Lord has given us for the year. So if you are writing down, you can write down the word that the Lord has given us, or the direction the Lord has given us. And it is, the word is victory in rest. Praise Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So the word is victory in rest. So I think my camera is playing up again. So you have to give me 2 minutes. I will fix that. Vyanga, you have to operate only one camera. I'm going to take your other one. Okay. I'll be back.
The light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. You
the Lord.
Praise 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 the Lord.
So as we come together, let's make sure that so let's pray that our friend downstairs won't try to disturb us going upstairs. So as we lift our hearts and voices to the Lord. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. So, like I started, the theme for this year is victory in rest. That's our theme. Victory in rest. So, before I talk about the theme of victory in rest, I'd like to talk about last year's theme. Every year, in the first week of January, on the 31st night, we ask the Lord for a leading on His word for us. And we try to follow it through the year. So in 2019, the word we received was, the Lord said, I'll put you on a highway. So when we thought about it, when I assumed, you know, when He said, put you on a highway, I assumed that things will become easier and effortless in the year 2020. Because that's what the highway does, isn't it? A highway takes us from one place to another, quicker, faster. So I assume that the Lord will, you know, we do little things and God does great things and effortlessly we reach our destination. And it looked like that as well, because when we started 2020, we had this event in Australia. It was the first international public event that was hosted by the CRM. And actually, it happened in 2019 when we were in Australia in February, January 2019. When we traveled around the cities and the prayer meetings, what we sensed was a kind of a pressure that the church was feeling at that time. Because there was something called a Royal Commission that had been appointed for, and the Royal Commission investigated for 10 years, you know, 2010 to 2020, 2019. And it was in 2018, 2019 that they brought out the reports. And a lot of accusations against the church. And as some people say, they had to find a person to pin the responsibility on, you know. Otherwise, they can't justify this massive royal commission. And ultimately, the person whom it was pinned on was the Cardinal of Australia, you know, who was actually doing a top job in the Vatican as in charge of the finances. And but he was accused and sentenced and thrown into jail. And when it was done, it was like the whole church had taken a backward step and was hiding. And it is in that time that we felt deeply that we need to understand that Christianity grows strong in persecution and weakness, not the other way around, where we lose because of persecution and weakness. And that's why in February, I remember 2019, in a meeting we had in Canberra. It was a yearly meeting. We have it yearly. We had it in 2020 as well, where the Archbishop of Canberra, Bishop Christopher Prowse, meets with all the coordinators of the CRL in Australia. So we had this meeting in 2019. And it is there that the suggestion came up. Why don't we gather people and pray and declare that God is still powerful, God is still powerful and at work in the church. Everyone agreed. And they asked, how do we do that? And that's when the Lord began to lead us on the superhighway to invite Archbishop Prowse to be the head of this program, and then to invite Father Augustine Malluran. And then the theme itself was given to us by the Lord. You know, it said, strength in weakness. So when we receive this strength in weakness, when we are under persecution, the strength that we receive from the Lord, we felt it was truly a leading. And then we started working on this. And the first problem that came was, you know, to host an event like this, you need money. From where you get this money, you know. And it was then in that meeting, our coordinators with Archbishop Prowse, that again we took a step of faith, like we have taken a step of faith 2015 for the program in Madhu, you know, the reconciliation, Father make us one, like we have taken other steps of faith. We took that step of faith and said, no, we will take the responsibility of raising the money. And it was $80,000, you know, up to $100,000 we needed to really host a program like that with 2,000 people in attendance, with the Bishop of Melbourne, the Archbishop of Canberra. There was another bishop from New Zealand. There were so many priests, nuns, and 2,000 people. You know, after our campaign, before the date, the numbers were full. And then this massive intercession and prayer and worship and coming together, strength in weakness, where the Lord declared, I'm actually at work among you. It was a major move when I thought, you know, this would be the start. It was February 15th, you know, the start of a massive move of God that we would see all over the world, you know. But in March 2015, we had the lockdown, you know. The whole world came under lockdown, you know. And it looked as if, you know, in fact, one of our coordinators here, he was just talking to me, you know, and he said, you know, last year the Lord gave us about the word, about this super highway, but see what has happened, you know, about the highway, see what has happened. It's all under lockdown, you know. And it is then, as we came close to November, December 2020, always, or not always, but most of the time, you can see and understand what God has done in retrospect, you know. And often if you look at the Bible, you'll always find this word, remember, if you notice. The word remember is full, it fills the scripture. Why? Because when you look back on, you realize what God has done. And the word was, I'm going to put you on the superhighway. And as we reflected November, December, I began to realize, actually, he did it, but in a way that we never expected. How did he do that? He put us on the superhighway of the internet and into a ministry that we never thought was possible. So when I look right back, you know, when computers became accessible to normal people, you know, I was already into my 40s, you know, and normally I would have been in the generation where computers were strangers. But I still remember my brother coming and telling me, you know, my younger brother, you know, there is this foreigner who is leaving and he wants to give away his computer, you know. Yeah. Why don't you take it? I said, I don't know anything about it, you know. But he said, no, you take it, you know, and you can learn about it. And it was 1989, you know, and I took it. And I can say it was like a duck to water. I took to this thing, you know. And in the 90s, the Lord led, you know, I can see the hand of God in it, learn network engineering, and to suddenly realize the potential of the internet when few people really understood it. And in that study, I realized here is the way to go. And that's why we started a ministry in Australia through the internet in 2007. You know, it was a time when few people knew what to do. We used Skype, we did it to England, we did it to the US, we did it to Canada, and the CRL was established through it. But in 2020, it took on the bigger dimension, where meetings took place all over the world. And the beautiful thing is the new international dimension of our meetings took shape. Like what? The praise was led by Australia or Singapore. The message was given from Colombo. And then the worship is led by Canada, all in the same meeting, all in the same program. And then we began to do retreats. We did the 90 days of online, you know, of Lent, and then of Easter. And quietly, the door opened. We shared in the ministry of the divine, you know. And even today, you know, we have this breakthrough. You know, I was spoken to from Singapore. There is a thing called the Catholic Spirituality Center, you know. It's run by the Archbishop of Singapore. And it's a specialized spiritual support ministry. And we did the Passover retreat in 2019 in that place. And they invited us, even just today, to do a program right through Lent into Pentecost. And this person was telling me, you know, you'll have to record this and send it, because I don't think we can do a live meeting because Sri Lanka is so far away from Singapore, you know. So I said, no, we can do it live, because we're already doing it live to Australia simultaneously to 6 different cities, you know. And we opened the way because God fulfilled his promise. And what we understand now is, when God says something, he does it. But the problem is, when God says something, we understand it from our perspective. And then we hold on to it. And then we say, oh God, you know, you said this and you didn't do this, you did this and you didn't say this, you know. And we tend to break down. But today, I'd just like to confirm that when God says something, he will be faithful right to the end. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So, that was last year. So this year, as we sat before the Lord gave us a clear guidance. Victory in rest. So why do we talk about victory in rest? My brothers and sisters, if you look at what's happening in our world today, if you look at it, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are under pressure, under stress. If you look at the ministries of the church worldwide, not only the Catholics, all over, there's a massive stress. You know, now people question, if there is God, why do you have a pandemic? You know? And if, you know, what about your healing services? You know, why don't you go and heal these patients? You know, what are you doing? You know, if God is there to heal, what are you doing? You know, and then people trying to even hold on to their faith, you know, when people are questioning them. And then caught up in a stressful environment. And then we are listening to the world. And we are struggling to deal with the situation. My brother, my sister, in the heart of this, the Lord seems to be speaking clearly. If you struggle, you will fall. If you strive, you will lose. And then the Lord is giving us a word tonight. Victory in rest. So, I will explain this through the scripture. But before that, I'll explain it in a very natural format so that we can understand it clearly. You know. What is that? You would see a mango tree and an apple tree. If you take a mango tree or an apple tree, a mango tree for us, you know, but an apple tree for those who live in many other countries. A mango tree and an apple tree does not strive to bear fruit. Have you seen a mango tree and an apple tree shaking and straining to bear fruit? No. Fruit is effortless. But when is fruit effortless? It is effortless when the mango tree or the apple tree is firmly rooted in good soil. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So the Lord seems to be telling us, if you are in crisis, if you don't seem to have enough faith, if you are going through depression, if the thoughts of the world have come to dominate you and you are struggling for your faith, it is not striving to have it that's going to give it to you. Then it is relaxing into the soil of God's word. Now that is, the word is only one part of it. Yielding to the water of anointing. And this water of anointing comes to us, of course, through the sacraments, but equally important, through our personal relationship with God. Prayer time, worship, intimacy, that cannot grow in a crisis. It has to happen. It has to happen as a normal process of our life. And the Lord is inviting us, I feel, in 2021, without striving to find answers, without struggling to explain to people, without trying to desperately defend God in the world, relax into His word, into intimacy, into a relationship, into worship, into a friendship with God. If you have that, it will not only meet your own need, it will not only nourish you, but it will overflow from you to a hungry, thirsty, dry, and barren world. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Otherwise, what will happen is we will try to match the arguments of the world with our own arguments. The stress of the world with our own efforts. And if you try to do that, in the end, we lose. So tonight, we begin this beautiful guidance from the Lord. We try to put it into our lives to be led. You know, we are not going to fight the world. We are not going to fight the arguments against the existence of God. We are not going to fight the darkness, but we are going to become rooted in the soil of God so deeply that the fruit will naturally flow in our own lives and into the lives of others. Praise the Lord.
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 So Psalm 1, verse 1, you know, the very first Psalm explains this. And it's given to us beautifully. Psalm 1, 1. So you can repeat after me. Blessed is the man
Blessed is the man
who does not walk,
who does not walk
in the counsel of the wicked,
in the counsel of the wicked,
or stand in the way of sinners,
or stand in the way of sinners,
or sit in the seat of mockers,
or sit in the seat of mockers.
Strong words, seat of mockers. You can modernize this by saying, listening to all the television talk shows, discussing all the political angles, looking at the interpretation of the virus by various people, we are entrenched in a world and a worldly way of thinking. And when we are like that, then we will inherit anxiety, stress, darkness, struggle. We'll inherit it because we are exposed continuously to this world. And then we begin to worship the values and the understanding of that world. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. But then the scripture gives you an alternative, verse 2, if you look at it, beautifully given to us. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
And on his law,
and on his law,
he meditates day and night.
He meditates day and night.
Can you see that? The alternative is living intimately connected to the Word of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. We have the first key here. Shift the information that you are getting. Allow God's Word to reveal to you the meaning of what's happening around us instead of allowing the world to explain it to us. Then it goes down. See, the verse 3 explains the result. He is like a tree.
He is like a tree
planted by streams of water.
Planted by the streams of water.
Which yields its fruit.
Which yields its fruit.
In season.
In season.
And whose leaf.
And whose leaf.
Does not wither.
Does not wither.
Whatever he does prospers.
Whatever he does prospers.
Isn't it beautiful? This is written in the desert language. Water is scarce. And if a tree is planted by the river, all the time the source of the river is actually nourishing the tree. The Word of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, these two things won't work on its own. We have to be open to it. And how do we do that? A life of prayer, a life of worship, a life of intimacy with God, not seeking answers, but seeking Him. And the answers will automatically flow into our life. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It will flow effortlessly through us into the world that we live in. And God begins to move in our midst. Tonight I'm going to explain this through the Old Testament. Finding victory in rest. Next week I go to the New Testament, and the same principle applies in a most beautiful way. So we are going to the Exodus. Exodus 14, verse 8. I want to explain something to you before I explain the text. Exodus 14, verse 8. Actually, Exodus 14 comes after the events of the plagues, the death of the firstborn of Egypt. And now, as God promised, the Hebrews, the people who became Israel in the end, the Hebrews, were leaving Egypt. And God promised them, when you leave, they will give you their jewelry. It's an amazing promise, you know. And it is, and the Bible says that they actually gave the jewelry and said, please take it and go. And now, you know, can you imagine these slaves who had never seen jewelry or who had seen it only on their masters? Now they have put it all on, you know. And they were jubilant. And that's what's explained here. Exodus 14, verse 8, if you look at it. And you'll see it. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
King of Egypt.
King of Egypt.
So that he pursued the Israelites.
So that he pursued the Israelites.
Actually, poor Pharaoh, you know. He was having a split personality. One day God was talking to him. The next day Satan was talking to him, you know. And it says God hardened his heart, you know. One day he was Dr. Jekyll, and the next day he was Mr. Hyde. You know? And people would have been wondering what was happening. Even he must have been wondering. One day he lets them go, next day he stops. Anyway, if I go down that line, I'll have no time. But look at how the Jews were leaving, how the Hebrews. Look at the last part of that text. He pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. You can repeat that.
Who were marching out boldly.
Now, why were they marching out boldly? Because they were victorious. You know. And because they were victorious, they had the jewelry. They saw the firstborn dead. They saw the plagues of Egypt. They saw the power of God. And they were marching out boldly. So we don't have such an experience, but we have a few, like when political parties change, you know, have you noticed, you know, when one political party loses and another one is established, how the winning party marches out boldly, you know, and they are hooting and they are shouting and they are victorious and they are glorifying, you know. And, you know, if they meet one of their opponents, woe be to them, you know. They'll be ridiculed. They'll be, you know, humiliated, you know. And you can see that in big matches also, you know. When one side wins and the other side loses, you can see the same marching taking place, you know. Glorious, you know. Because a great event has taken place. And now we are victorious, you know. See this little text, how beautiful it is said. Who are marching out boldly? Drop down to verse 10, you know. Verse 9 only confirms the same verse, but verse 10. If you look at verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up.
The Israelites looked up.
And there were the Egyptians. Marching after them. They looked up. My God, these people are now coming after them. See what happened. They were terrified. And cried out to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you see now? They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. There is a reason for this. Their boldness, if you are writing it down, you can write it down. Their boldness was based on evidence and events. They saw what God did. And therefore they were bold. The moment they lost sight of God, all their boldness and courage disappeared. Why is that? It's a good lesson for all of us tonight. Because their relationship with God was not in the depths. It was in events. God did this and God did that. God gave us this and God gave us that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are glorifying God. God was so good to us. Their relationship with God was based. Their relationship with God was based on external events, like many people are. They didn't have a spiritual life. They didn't have an inner journey. They didn't have depths. And if you don't have it, the virus will hit you. Even if you don't get the virus environment will bring you down. The world will hit you because we are depending on events to interpret the hand of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It can easily happen to many of us. And it'll be exposed in crisis. The crisis will not expose the lack of God. It will expose the problem inside us. And it's beautifully given here. Beautifully. Inspired text. Verse 11. If you look at verse 11. They said to Moses.
They said to Moses.
Was it because there were no graves in Egypt?
There were no graves in Egypt.
That you brought us to the desert to die.
That you brought us to the desert to die.
What have you done to us?
What have you done to us?
By bringing us out of Egypt.
By bringing us out of Egypt.
Can you see that? There was no depth in their life. Immediately under crisis, they turned around and blamed somebody. Because they didn't have anything inside to hold on to. And many of us are like that. It can be a sickness. It can be a loss of a job. It can be a great rejection. It can be a great pain. It can be a financial crisis. And if you have only depended on God on the externals, and you have not grown near the river, with your roots in the soil of His word, with a heart of worship and intimacy, it will be exposed in the heart of crisis. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Look at verse 12. Verse 12 says, Didn't we say to you in Egypt? We have experts after the event, you know. Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians.
Let us serve the Egyptians.
It would have been better for us.
It would have been better for us.
To serve the Egyptians.
To serve the Egyptians.
Than to die in the desert.
Than to die in the desert.
Can you see that, my brother, my sister? No depth at all in the people. They had witnessed the miracles. They had seen the acts of God. But in the crisis, they were not rooted in an inner journey. And sad to say, we have to admit many of us are like that. You know, when I'm preaching this, I'm challenged deep inside. Do I have what I'm talking about? And actually to say, truly, it's not there. That's why the Lord is saying, don't strive, but learn the secret inside. Look at the next verse. Moses answered the people. Do not be afraid.
Stand firm.
And you will see the deliverance. The Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today.
the Egyptians you see today,
you will never see again.
You will never see again.
How can you stand firm unless you have depths? And how can you have depths unless you have been planted in the soil of His word and nourished by the anointing of the Holy Spirit and a heart of worship and intimacy with God? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Praise
Lord.
The Lord. Praise Verse 14, Moses confirms it. The Lord will fight for you.
The Lord will fight for you.
You need only to be still.
You need only to be still.
Can you see that? I just want to go back to the theme. What's the theme? Victory in rest. You need to be still. How did Moses know this? Moses was never always like that. But he had another personality. But look at what happened. Verse 15. It's explained beautifully. Verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses.
Then the Lord said to Moses.
Why are you crying out to me?
Why are you crying out to me?
Tell the Israelites to move on.
Tell the Israelites to move on.
What is he saying? Do what I told you. Verse 16. Here's the key verse tonight. Raise your staff.
Raise your staff.
And stretch out your hand over the sea.
And stretch out your hand over the sea.
To divide the water.
To divide the water.
So that the Israelites can go through the sea.
So that the Israelites can go through the sea.
On dry ground.
On dry ground.
This staff, my brother, my sister, it was the staff that brought the 10 plagues of Egypt. It was the staff that parted the Red Sea. It was the staff that hit the rock and gave water. But I want to tell you, the question is, was it the staff or was it the person? My brother, my sister, we are tempted to think that an object will bring us protection, sanctity, holiness. Of course, an object that has been touched by a saint, used by a saint, will have an anointing. But we have been told the staff of Moses was powerful because of the man who held it in his hand. At the start, Moses was as bad as the Israelites. Because when God suggested, you go to the Pharaoh, Moses raised some serious objections. He said, who am I? You know? And when he realized that God was serious, he said, you know, I can't speak anyway. You know, I'm a stutterer. I can't speak. You know, and they said, I'll give you Aaron. You know, and then he said, when I go there, I'll say that who sent me? Who am I going to say? He said, you can say that I am who I am. Then will they listen to me? Why will they listen to me? Can you see? The same attitude of the Israelites. But then God asked him, what have you got in your hand? That's a staff. And then throw it, he said. And became a snake, a living thing. Take it back, he said. And then he began the training of Moses. Moses began to learn to walk with God. If we cling to the staff, we are lost. It is the person. And this man, Moses, because of who he was, we see it in his life. He spent 40 days on the mountain with God. His face glowed in his presence. God listened to him. When he acted, God acted. There was major, major action of God through Moses. Because Moses had these ingredients. What are the ingredients? One, he was listening to his word. Two, he was worshiping God. Three, he had intimacy as he sat before him in the tent. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So even when everyone else lost their faith, Moses never lost it. Not because he was stronger, but because he was rooted deeper in God. And this is the answer for all of us. Are you weak? Accept it. Are you afraid? Accept it. Are you addicted? Accept it. Are you broken? Accept it. Do you feel lost? Accept it. It's okay. Because the answer will come when you become rooted and then in intimacy with God. The answer, the victory will come effortlessly through you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, focusing on that would become the blessing for other people as well. Because other people need to find this place with God. We can't carry it with our words. We have to carry it in our journey of 2021. And I want to share with you, you know, this beautiful, beautiful text on Moses. It is like the, what shall we say? It is like the, you know, we write things on the gravestones, isn't it? And it epitomizes the life of the person who lived, you know. So just remember a joke, you know. So there was this family that went to see their, all their relations were buried in the same area, you know. And every on every tombstone was written R.I.P. You know. So the small child asked, what do you mean by R.I.P.? We are wishing well for our loved ones. Rest in peace. Go to heaven, you know. So one had G.T.H. And yeah, what is that, you know? He said, no, that's your uncle. Nobody liked him, you know. So they had to put on the tube light to work that out. But anyway, the summary of the life of Moses is given to us in the book of Deuteronomy 34, verse 10. Deuteronomy 34, verse 10. If you look at it, and you would see here. Since then, this is after his death, you know.
Since then.
No prophet. Has risen in Israel.
Like Moses.
Whom the Lord knew. Face to face.
Praise the Lord.
Here is the key, my brother, my sister. How do you weather a crisis? How do you go through darkness? How do you deal with issues? How do you remain steadfast in shifting environments? How do you do that? Here it is. Learning to walk face to face with God. Rooted in his word, growing in his intimacy. And today we have the Holy Eucharist. We have the confession to return to his heart. We have the Holy Eucharist, his living presence. We have intimacy through worship and prayer. And if you have this growing in your life, everything else will fall into place. For example, verse 11. Look at what happened because he walked face to face with God. Verse 11 says it beautifully.
Who did all those miraculous signs? who did all those miracles, signs.
And wonders.
And wonders.
The Lord sent him to do in Egypt.
The Lord sent him to do it in Egypt.
To Pharaoh.
To Pharaoh.
And to all his officials.
And to all his officials.
And to the whole land.
And to the his whole land.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise so if you're writing down, not only did he have intimacy with God and the strength to deal with crisis, but he had something called an open heaven above him. Because he was rooted, because he had intimacy, because he walked face to face with God, he carried an open heaven wherever he went. And now I'm getting more and more convinced as I read the arguments against the existence of God and the counter arguments presented by apologists, you know, by Christian thinkers. I'm getting more and more convinced that we are losing the battle. Why is that? Because we are trying to use the tools of the enemy to fight the enemy. Yeah, they are bringing arguments against the existence of God, and we are bringing arguments that they will accept so that we can convince them of the existence of God. I still remember, you know, there was this cardinal who came to Sri Lanka many years ago, you know, in the 80s. And he was talking about dialogue, you know, dialogue with politicians, dialogue with other religions, and how we need to do dialogue, which was like a new trend coming through Vatican Council too, you know. And there was this lady, you know, God rest her soul, you know, she was a very kind, good lady, but if you got caught to her, you know, you'll never escape, you know, because she will talk and she will corner you, you know. But she, though she was, you know, emotionally having a problem, she had a pretty sharp mind, you know. But we never answered any of her questions in our meetings because we knew that it was trouble, you know. But this poor cardinal didn't know that, you know. So when he said, does anyone have a question? This lady shut up, you know. So he asked, yes, what is it? She asked, now in this dialogue you are having, he said, yes. How many people have become convinced of Jesus Christ because of your dialogue? Then the cardinal said, ha, and ho, you know. And he said, no one yet. And that's exactly what's happening in our world. Moses didn't use the tools of the Pharaoh. He didn't use the tools of the world, but it was miracles, signs, and wonders. Because he had opened heaven above him. I'm convinced we have to push for that in rest. Oh God, break through the logic that is self-defeating by releasing supernatural power into the lives of people. Praise the Lord.
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 Look at verse 12. For no one has ever shown.
For no one has ever shown
the mighty power.
The mighty power.
Or performed the awesome deeds.
The awesome deeds
that Moses did.
That Moses did
in the sight of Israel.
In the sight of Israel.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Actually, the breakthrough has to become supernatural. And if supernatural action is not there, arguing is simply a holding the fort only. It's not going to give a breakthrough. And I remember being in this retreat in the year 2001, you know, by God's grace only I had this opportunity, and not 2002, you know. It was a retreat where in the Divine Retreat Center, all the main founders shared their experience of how this whole ministry worked. And they called ministry, people who were in ministry for this. And I happened to be there. And Father Matthew Nakambarambil, you know, who, you know, all of us know him, you know, but we know his preaching style, you know. We know that he will take a text and he will explain it, and then you go back to it, and then he will say it again, you know. And then after some time, you're wondering, you know, where did that text go? And then another one comes, you know, and there's no, and he was explaining, you know, what had happened to him one day, where he was called to a house of a minister of the government. And they had a need, and he was asked to pray, you know. And then he closed his eyes and he told God, the Holy Spirit, oh, Holy Spirit of God, till you give me something to tell them, I'm not going to open my eyes. You know, that was a pretty brave thing to do, you know, you know, because he would have formulated a beautiful prayer to please the minister, you know. And because he had learned to do this 3-hour prayer every day, he was in the spirit. He had the inner depths to remain quiet. And I remember the nun who had been with him there, you know, she was also in that program. She said it became tremendously embarrassing at that moment. He was saying nothing. Everybody was saying nothing. And he was with his eyes closed and nothing was taking place, you know. And then he says, I received one thought, a pillar of fire. He opened his eyes and he said, I see a pillar of fire. So he said, yes, what does that mean? He said, I don't know. He closed his eyes again. And he waited. And everyone now waiting. What does it mean? Then he received another word. He shared that. 3 words he shared. And by the end of the 3rd word, the whole family of that minister was shattered and into repentance, because he had revealed the innermost secrets of their struggles. God, the world needs God, not arguments. Needs a revelation of God, not our skills. And for that, we need to be rooted and grounded in His Word with a heart of intimacy and worship and receiving His revelation. He will break through into our world. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. If you look at the early church, they didn't have apologetics. They didn't have clever people, of course, like St. Paul. But St. Paul also, you know, St. Peter says, you know, don't misunderstand Paul, because nobody can understand what he's saying. You know? So to the early church, Paul was really like a guy who nobody could understand, you know. So in the end, but the early church survived and thrived because of the breakthrough from the supernatural into the natural. And today I'm telling you, 2021, let's flow in that direction. Let the power of God move. Let's be confident, quiet, restful. Nothing happens. We have depth to remain there, waiting for the shifts that will take place, for God to open His kingdom and a breakthrough in the most powerful way. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Shall we just press and thank the Lord as we prepare for the heart of worship? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise His Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to Your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to Your name. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Here you chose last week when you messed it up with us, but you chose to have been there.
You dwell in songs that we are singing, rising to the heavens, rising to your heart, our praises filling up the space. In between our frailty, everything you are the keeper.
songs that we are singing, rising to the heavens, rising to your heart, our praises filling up the spaces in between our frailty. Everything you are the keeper of my heart. You are the keeper of my heart. And I'm restless, I'm restless, till I rest in you, till I
Ask yourself a question. Where is your strength coming from? Where is your hope coming from? Is it coming from the circumstances around you? Is it coming from the understanding when you can grasp and understand the solution is at hand? Is that the moment you have peace? Is that the moment you have rest? When you are reconciled with people and they treat you well, is that the moment you discover joy? Until then, are you disturbed? Are you internally walking in darkness? Are you lost inside? Tonight we hear the word of the Lord coming to us quietly, gently. Victory in rest. Victory in rest. And then we look at Moses himself. Victory in rest. Walking with God, talking with God, hearing God, speaking to God, intimate with God. And because of that, darkness was light. Crisis was not the end for him. When other people fell apart and broke up, he remained strong. His strength was not coming from within himself. It was coming from the Lord who was moving in his heart in the most powerful way. Let us long for that depth in the year 2021. Let us long for that revelation into our own hearts. Yes, we will find God's victorious answers outside. We will find his movement. We will see his hand. But we are not waiting till then. In the depths, we have rest. Because we are living inside his word. We are walking in his intimacy. We are experiencing his presence. And that rest is the light to the world around us. That rest is the revelation of our God. When people see beyond and ask the question, who are you? How is it that you have this thing inside of you? And then we say, that's the presence of God in our life. And because God is going to give it to each and every one of us in the year 2021 as we seek him, shall we just praise and worship the Lord with our whole heart. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. We say, restless until we rest.
And I'm restless. I'm restless.
worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Dear
light, dear light, dear light, oh. Dear light, dear light. Get enough as we wait in His presence. Abba Father,
Lord Jesus,
Holy Spirit. We come to you,
and to your word.
In rest,
is victory.
Lord, as we look at the life of Moses, we realize, He is the one,
who was most suited,
to enter the promised land. He led your people
in Egypt
40 years in the desert, but he never entered the promised land. Lord Jesus,
Abba Father,
Holy Spirit, did you fail Moses? Did you not fulfill your promises to him? Sometimes we feel the same way. You're not giving us the answers. We require.
You promised.
But you are not delivering. We become caught up in despair.
We become caught up in despair.
Because we cannot understand what you are doing.
Lord Jesus.
We look at you. And the words of St. Paul.
When he said,
You cried to God. And he answered you. And saved you. But you went to the cross. You died. Did God the Father fail you? Lord Jesus.
We look at you.
We look at Moses. And as we remain in your presence, You teach us something deeper. Abba Father, the fulfillment of your promise to Moses was not at the end of his journey. Every time that he came to prayer with you, every time that he was having intimacy with you, you had completed the promise to him. He has entered the promised land. He was living in your presence. He need not go to a physical land. To receive that promise. The promise was fulfilled. In your presence.
Lord Jesus.
Give us the wisdom to understand. That all your promises are fulfilled. Every need is met.
The moment we are connected with you.
The completion is now. Whatever else happens, You bring it all together. Like you brought the resurrection through death. Like the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Like the formation of the church. Like the formation of the church.
The transformation of the world into the kingdom of God. But for you, Lord Jesus. It was complete.
When you said yes to the will of the Father.
Give us the grace in the year 2021.
Give us the grace in the year 20.
Not to celebrate the results.
Not to celebrate the results.
Not to wait for the results.
Not to wait for the results.
But to find the celebration.
But to find the celebration.
To find the rest.
Find the rest
in your intimacy,
in your intimacy,
in your relationship with you,
in your relationship with you,
because
in you
everything
is completed
here and now. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, worship your Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord says, I'm doing a new thing in your midst. But this new thing is not something new. It is eternal and ancient. But as you come to me, I will make it clear for you. And when it becomes clear for you, it will become a revelation for the world around you. The world needs my voice. The world needs my touch. And I'm going to reach out to this world through you. In your weakness, in your frailty, in your mistakes, in your brokenness, when you keep coming to me and you learn to grow in that rest with me, I will make use of your life to truly reach the world in darkness and turn it all into light. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is showing a person who is suffering with these and another person who has a bowel disorder. The Lord is touching and healing them. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord is healing a person who is suffering with eye pressure.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
The Lord is speaking to a person, or maybe more, who is really concerned about the death of a loved one. And the Lord says, do not worry. This person is with me. They're looking for a confirmation. There was lightning at the time of this person's death.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you.
I see a vision of a staircase and an incomplete house. And this person who's trying to complete the house is questioning the Lord that this person started this with a promise. And the Lord says, today's word, today's sharing is for you. Surrender your life to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise you. I received a vision of a baby in a mother's arms. The Lord is speaking to a couple who have been wanting a baby. The Lord is saying, I'm blessing you with a child. This confirmation will come 9 weeks from now. The Lord is also speaking to a sister who is now half term in a pregnancy and encountering complications. And she's so fearful. Lord is saying, you don't have to worry. I will take you through the full term and you will have a safe confinement, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Praise it.
Hallelujah. 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 A person who has had a very nasty fall and is suffering with a lot of pain, Lord is touching and reassuring, no bones are damaged. I am healing you of your pain and your fear. Trust in me, says the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Shall we all join together and thank the Lord for his great mercy and his great goodness and love and for his leading for us into the year 2021. Shall we praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory to you. Joining into the final hymn. Our announcements are there again. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. So we thank all of you for joining us today from near and far. And so I don't know about you, but Tata has placed a huge challenge in front of me. Restfulness for me is like impossible. But with God's grace, I'm sure we'll all be able to rest in the presence of the Lord. And a prime example is our Lord Jesus himself. So just to remind you to join us for the prayer room if you want to be prayed over or if you like to claim any words of knowledge. And the ID is put on your screen. Please do make note of it. And also reminding you to join on Friday for the intercessory prayer at 8:30 p.m. And for the young boys and girls on Saturday, 10 to 11:30 a.m. So praise the Lord. Let's all join in the final hymn to praise and thank the Lord. Jerry?
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, always be Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Of my life, Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the same. Jesus be the center of our group. Jesus be the center of our group. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.